everyone. Welcome back to another episode of For the Moms.
We're your host. I'm Jessie.
And I'm Ashley. And on today's episode, we are going to get in a little time capsule and go back to last December 1st when we started our podcast because it's our 1 year anniversary.
I know. Whoop, whoop.
I cannot believe we've been podcasting for one whole year.
I know. It feels like 20.
It's definitely been a year of growth.
Yeah, it has. And what better time than now to dedicate this podcast episode to our 1 year? It's on Friday, December 1st, but we won't be with you guys then. So
we just wanted to chit chat about it now.
Yeah.
Happy birthday for the moms.
Yep.
Look at us.
For the moms was born a year ago. How crazy is that? And when I was on Instagram today, I was looking through templates and it was like a year ago today. Or this month.
That's crazy.
Uh-huh. I got emotional because I was like, oh my gosh. Yeah, because we've just worked so hard on it, you know?
Yeah.
It's so crazy that it's been an entire year.
She's a growing. She's getting big on us.
Uh-huh. We planted the seed and now she's starting to
blossom.
Yep. She's starting to flourish. And it's all because of you guys.
I'm going to be quite honest. I did not think we would still be podcasting. I don't know why.
You didn't.
It all happened so fast. It was, we were talking about it in the kitchen. You show up at my front door with podcasting equipment, and then we just
did it.
And we knew nothing.
Yeah, we didn't. We didn't know anything.
We knew that podcasting, you needed a mic and headphones, and that was it. I didn't know anything. I didn't know what to do.
Now, I will say that every time that we looked up something, like as far as podcasting goes, like how to start a podcast, how to submit a podcast, you know, what software you need, all this stuff, all that I saw was like super easy steps to this. Podcasting is so easy. All you need is your phone and a cheap microphone.
It's confusing.
That is nothing like what it is.
I need you to know, though. I need everyone to know that. This podcast would not be what it is without Jessie because I still don't know. I'm just like here with you guys and Jessie like hooks it up. You're really the mastermind. I'm just here to talk with you.
We just vibe so good. But like when we first started, I couldn't envision us doing it a year from now.
Right.
So I was like, what is this going to be?
We just kept doing it.
But short after that, I was like, oh no, this is going to be
a big thing.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And here's the thing. It doesn't matter if you have 3 listeners or 3,000 listeners or 300,000 listeners. That doesn't matter. Like, you show up every week, you do the content that you want to do, what you want to talk about. And if people like it, then they listen to it. And we've grown such a huge following in this past year.
What was it, the first episode?
Oh, my God.
I will not go back and listen to those episodes. I just can't do it just because we had no idea what we were doing or what we were talking about. But our first episode came out, we maybe had 3 or 4 people listen to it.
And I think it was our friends and family.
The 3 people we talked to on a regular basis.
Well, I think we had a little bit more, but like you could see that people had seen our post and then they had tuned in, and then it had kind of dropped off about halfway through.
They were like, these bitches have no idea what they're doing.
Yeah. So to see it now and how many listeners tune in and how many of you guys listen to us and follow us on our socials and just show up every Wednesday is literally why we do this.
It's so funny because that first episode was listened to like 12 times back when we started, and now it's been listened to hundreds of times.
In the beginning, when we first started, it was kind of like, oh, we have to do this. Now, it's just like a part of our weekly routine.
It just kind of turned into like an outlet for me.
You know, that's the most asked question that I've gotten from friends and family. Is it like therapy for you? And I'm like, 100% it is. Yeah,
it's my little just for me
mm-hmm.
thing that I do every week.
And I love it because whatever I'm thinking and whatever I want to say, get off my chest or talk about, we can just get on the mic and do it, you know?
I think in the beginning we were very timid, didn't want to hurt feelings by what we were saying, and held back a lot. Like, I want to reintroduce myself to you guys because that's a mess.
That wasn't me.
I want to redo mom guilt and gentle parenting. And some of these topics that we've talked about, I would love to go back and redo it.
When we switched from what is everyone else going to like,
yes,
and what is like the hype versus what we want to actually talk about,
yeah,
and incorporate our lives into it, that was, I felt a shift there.
Right. It became more fun that way too.
I wanted to show up every week, which I did from day one.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, what I'm saying?
Jesse was... Jesse was a podcaster from the moment we talked about it in the kitchen that day.
Uh-huh.
She was ready to rumble.
And I remember calling Ashley and I was like, so don't freak out, but I have all of our podcast equipment.
And I was like, what did you spend on all of this stuff? And then you got a new MacBook and I was hyperventilating because that was my first year as a stay-at-home mom. And I was like, I can't do this. I'm like, if you expect me to pay you back right away, I can't.
No, and I still don't expect that ever, you know, like, mm-hmm. It was totally worth it because like it grew our relationship close,
mm-hmm.
and then we've created this from literally nothing.
I really think people don't know that. Before the podcast, we were close, but we haven't always been
Mm-mm.
close because there's an age gap between me and you. What is it? 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
So when you were in high school, I had graduated high school, mm-hmm. and then I had Aiden. I was doing my thing, figuring out things with me, Brandon, and Aiden, and then you get pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you got pregnant, I feel like we talked more, but we still didn't talk a whole lot.
We weren't really close up until the podcast.
I don't know why. Our lives were just in different areas for a really long time.
Yeah, we were just in separate worlds at the time. It's pretty crazy that we did this because, you know, when you're trying to do a podcast and then you have like you're co-hosting something with someone else and then you're talking about mom. So like you show up every week and you're trying to build something with someone that you're not really that close with.
Yeah.
I mean, that's some risky business right there.
It was pretty risky. I'm trying to think like.
We did have a little bit of a close connection before the podcast.
Yeah.
Because we were talking on the phone and I said something along the lines of wanting to do a podcast. And you were like, heck yeah.
Yeah.
I do it. And then I was like, say no more.
You kind of took it and just jumped on a jet and flew.
Yeah. And then it just happened.
I'm glad we got that out of the way because I really don't think that people would not think
Mm-mm.
that before the podcast, we weren't like
besties
doing sleepovers at each other's houses and stuff. You know, you would think that just how we interact. We didn't talk on like a regular basis like we do now. Mm-hmm. I think I talk to you every day now.
Yeah.
I'm in a bad mood.
Yeah. I called Ashley the other day and I was like, I'm pissed off. She answered. She said, hello. I said, hey, I'm pissed off. And I need to talk about it. She was like, you said, okay, let's do it.
I think I was probably pissed off then too.
Yeah.
So it was a big pissing match.
Mm-hmm.
Who was more mad?
Yep. Okay. Oh, well, you're pissed off? Let me tell you what I'm pissed off about.
Yeah. And then we feel better at the end because you just talk about it.
Yeah.
Okay. So I do want to ask, which episode do you think like we crushed in the very beginning?
I think gentle parenting was a step out of us being like, we don't want to make anyone mad or say anything that might offend someone. Uh-huh. And I went ham on gentle parenting. Remember?
Oh my God. See, I would love to talk about that again because I have learned more about it and I don't like the term gentle parenting at all anymore.
No.
From what I've learned and like learning about the the lady who founded the gentle parenting movement, you know, she has like a whole website. I don't want any part of it. Mm-mm. And we're going to have to do like another episode about that.
Oh, yeah. That was a really hot episode.
Yeah, it was. I thought we were so funny in the anonymous confession one.
Oh, I did too.
I thought we were just the funniest things ever.
We got a lot of messages about that one.
That one was really fun. I don't even know where we came up with the idea to do that.
Yeah,
I don't know. But it was really, really fun, and it's pretty funny. I don't think the second one compared to the first one.
No.
It was weird. We had really weird confessions about that.
We got some crazy ones. We got some nasty ones. What
about poop?
The Would You Rather Mom edition. So episode, well, shat, I can't see what episode it was. It was an episode that we released in March. Shoot, I don't know what episode it was. And it was Would You Rather Mom edition and a wrap on self-care. That one was fun.
Yes, it was really fun. Here, I'll tell you what episode it is. Little Baby 14. Our Newborn Essentials is a really popular episode still.
Yeah, yeah.
The postpartum stuff that we talked about recently was kind of deep. I think my favorite aha episode, like that kind of like put a light bulb in my brain, is our self-care episode where we started that self-care challenge, because we went into that with zero plan. I was just feeling really crummy that day and we just talked. And the episode where we just talk are my favorite because we just kind of say what comes to mind and like, we know that you're listening, but we're not talking to you as people that we want to market anything to. We're just talking to you as like besties.
Yeah.
And that was the first one where we actually did that and it went really well.
One of my favorite ones.
I wonder if ours is the same.
One of my favorite ones was the chili.
I was going to say that. It was so funny. That one was my favorite.
Oh my gosh. It was so funny. Was the one, the Why's Your Mom at Chili's episode, was that when we talked about the ogre in Big Air?
Yes.
Oh my God. I just love everything about that. I think about it all the time.
We've referenced Bergen's a lot. I feel like we mm-hmm. need to be sponsored by Trolls. They should absolutely pick us up.
Mm-hmm. I think we talked about being that for Halloween.
I wanted to make... And I'm just picturing her dressed up like this.
What's the little girl's name?
Bridget. So in the movie, the cook doesn't really know Bridget's name, the little girl Bergen. And she says, Idget. And I call Aniston that all the time. And I wanted so bad to dress her up as that for Halloween, but I didn't think of it in time to make a costume because I wanted to be the cook.
Yeah, we had looked up costumes.
Yeah, but I didn't have enough. There was none that you could buy, so I need to make it. And I just didn't have the time. But I just think of it because Aniston has long hair and I put it in the piggy tails mm-hmm. and I could just make it so perfect.
There's so many good little gems that we have in all the episodes.
Yeah. One thing that really blows my mind, because when we started, we had maybe six listeners and now it's 34 countries
yeah.
that have streamed our podcast.
Okay, so you can see all the analytics. I know mm-hmm. that you guys don't know this, but you can see like very, very detailed analytics from this stuff. And we are in the top 100 for the parenting category in India right now.
That's crazy.
Of the parenting category. Yeah.
Last December, if you would have told me that, I would be like, no, there's mm-hmm. no way we achieve that in a year.
When you're like, talking about yourselves on a podcast, it's self-edited. We do everything ourselves. We've done not really any marketing. Mm-mm. It's crazy that we're listened
wild
every single week in 34 different countries.
Yeah. What do you think has been the most surprising thing about starting the podcast besides the 34 country thing? Because that's just wild.
The most surprising thing is all the support that we get from people that we don't even know.
Yes.
And the support and like the listeners and the followers and the people to hype it up and all that.
The people that message us on Instagram.
Yeah, like the people that I thought.
And interact.
Oh, yeah. Like
with things that we post.
The people that I thought were going to be that way completely dropped off of a cliff somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Which is fine. You know,
mm-hmm.
Well, that's fine because I love the ones that listen and show up every Wednesday, interact with us, send us messages, give us feedback. That was really surprising to me. And then how many people know that we podcast and they don't say anything?
Mm-mm. So not very many people around us podcast.
No.
Or did before we started. There was one other podcast that I knew of that had just, I think, was just getting started. And that was the guys' podcast.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think there nothing was one... to do with moms.
No, nothing to do with moms. I think there was one other person somewhere close to us, but not in our hometown.
Yeah. So, like, what we decided to do by starting the podcast is completely different than what anyone around here was doing. So you would have thought that people would have been more interested around here, right? Mm-hmm. And wanted to know more and look into it and support. But what we have found is that
it's complete opposite.
We lack support in our hometown, but get support hundreds of miles away. And no shade. That's just honest facts. We have the facts. Our number one city that there's a ton of listener in is not our hometown. It's not even our state. But, you know, it's fine. So that goes to show if you want to start something new and you want to branch out and you want to do something that you're passionate about or talk about something that you're passionate about, whether it's start a podcast, write a book, do stuff on social media, don't be surprised when you get support from people that you least expect it from.
Yeah, just stay the course.
Yeah.
Because you're going to get let down if you're in that mindset of like, this is what I need to start off and I've got, you know, all the people around me to support. The ones that you fully expect will not be there, which is totally fine because once you start something and once you start to grow and once you start to flourish, you're going to see that that's the way it was meant to be.
Okay. Right.
You would have never seen it if you wouldn't have started what you started.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same way with our podcast.
Right. And we recently talked to a really successful business owner that has said the exact same things.
Mm-hmm.
Which that really surprised me, considering who we talked to, you know? So, but that kind of made me feel a little bit better.
Yeah.
So, I'm like, okay, well,
we're not alone.
Maybe that's common. I don't know.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't really know what it is. I don't know if it's just like a...
Maybe people just want to see, are they going to be consistent? Are they going to keep it up? Are they going to fail? I don't know.
I guess you don't want to be a part of it if we fail. We're not going to fail, though.
Yeah, we want to keep doing it.
Because it's a mom podcast, and we get on the mic every single week, and we talk about ourselves.
Yeah.
I mean, how can that fail? You know what I'm saying? So, like, you're either in it or you're not. You're right. In it to win it. And if not, then that's totally fine. When me and Ashley go out in public, whether it's to a restaurant, to church, to, you know, out shopping or whatever, we have... I mean, a whole bunch of people just bring up specific things that we've said or episodes that we've done. And, you know, when I get discouraged sometimes, because it is discouraging when I see, you know, people that we know, obviously not support. But when you hear somebody just like uplift what you're doing and like are genuinely interested and they listen and they show up, it just cancels all of that out.
Right.
And it just makes you feel really good. I don't care if there's 10 people that show up every week. Mm-hmm. Those 10 people are going to show up every single week and listen to what we have to say.
Yeah.
And that's enough for me, you know.
And obviously, we're not completely hating on our hometown. There's just a few that have been surprising. Where are you at?
What are you doing?
Why are you not on the For the Moms train? You know? Because we do have a lot around here that actually do interact and listen and support and talk to us about it on a weekly basis. But there's just been some surprising ones that don't.
Yeah. So let's go back to the question. Where are you? Because you guys, we've told you that we see very, very detailed analytics.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If that tells you anything, read between the lines. Just go ahead and come out and say you're a huge For the Moms fan.
And it's okay. Just jump on. We'll get you a t-shirt.
Now, Ashley is right. As far as our hometown, we do have a lot of listeners that do reach out to us and do support us. And we love all of you.
Very much.
That doesn't cancel. It doesn't cancel out anything.
The good of it all has far outweighed the bad.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
Well, with all of that being said, we just want to let you know how much we do appreciate everyone who has followed us this far, because it's only going to get better. We have some really big plans for this next year, and as we continue to grow and learn and keep it up.
Yeah, we love you guys so much. And listen, you are growing with me and Ashley.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We're growing into this like role and just doing this podcast, and we want it obviously bigger. So, of course, you know, reviewing our podcast and ratings and reviews, it grows it more, and then we're able to give you more and do more with what we have. So I just had to throw that little thing in there. But we love your support so much, and you're really the reason why we show up every week.
Absolutely.
And it was just so important to dedicate this episode to our 1 year.
Yes. So we'll get off our soapbox before we get emotional. But we did decide to do something new that we are testing out and that we want to take into the new year for upcoming episodes. So we created a mailbox for you guys to call in and just leave a message. So we're testing it out right now. So what we would like you to do is follow us on Instagram. That is at For the Moms Pod. That is at For the Moms Pod. There will be a phone number that you call in, and you can just leave us a quick little message. It can
anything.
Be like, hey, Jesse and Ashley, have a great day. Hey, Jesse and Ashley, go kick rocks. Get better content. I don't know. Just
if you want us to talk about a specific topic, if you have some tea that you want to spill.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that would be my absolute favorite.
Because, I mean,
feedback, good or bad. You know, we really value like your honest opinion. Anything that you want to share, you want to get it off your chest, call this number. We're not going to give it to you yet. You have to tune in to our social media
today.
Yep.
And it's going to be up. So please call it. You can say whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't go anywhere. It just goes directly to us, and we don't know who's calling. So if you want to stay anonymous, that's totally fine. But if not, just tell us your name and where you're from. And we're just going to test it out and see where it goes, because we're going to use it for future episodes, and we're so excited.
Yes, we are. And keep in mind, if you call in, you're going to be on our episodes. But yeah, if you want to be on a podcast, then call in. If you want to tell us anything, anything, please come spill the tea.
So yeah, happy 1 year For the Moms. This has been a blast. I can't wait to see where it goes. And as we continue to grow and you guys grow with us, I'm really excited.
Me too.
The best is yet to come.
Yep, and only goes up from here. So that's it. We're out. We love you guys. We'll see you next Wednesday. And always remember, we are
For the Moms.